Hey family, how are you tonight?
Oh, I just want to bless you because you're worth the blessing. You're worth the wait. You're worth the time. You're worth anything anybody can offer you when it comes to life and godliness. Oh, we all know that we're surrounded in a world by numerous people who refuse to wake up, who think that things are okay, who think that times can go on the way they are and everything will be just fine, not knowing that they're being invaded, getting closer and closer to tyranny being in their home. What do we do about that? Me, I love people the best I can, and I pray for people because they need prayer, they need love, and the world's so full of hate and anger. What else can we do? I mean, everybody that surrounds you wants to be frustrated and aggravated and never once realized that if they quit focusing on the problem, I mean, we can focus on the problem and that's going to fix the problem. Or can we focus on a solution to the problem we have and maybe that'll fix the problem? The problem is that people think that we can focus on the problems and talk about the problems and hang out with them and deal with them with our conversation like that's going to make something better. But God never said things were going to be that way. I'll never say things are going to be that way. And hopefully you don't either. There's a solution to every situation. The world offers fake. God offers real. But God's like this. If you want what I have, then you have to be willing to chase after me. And when you catch me, you'll find that I have everything you could want and more. And not only that, but I'll provide for your needs and I'll bring you to a place that you never thought possible for your life. I'll make you someone you never thought you could be. But first, we have to seek God. Chase him down. If somebody stole our money, we'd run after them with all of our heart. We wouldn't play. Maybe some of us would run after others. I think they'd just call the cops and say, well, it didn't work out. Well, I'll throw a fit. But we're not going to be like that, are we? We're kingdom people. We're people of faith. We're people who are willing to stand against tyranny. People who are willing to stand against the lies to declare truth. So if that's you today, thank you. If you're someone who can't help but to see the problems and you don't know how to get out of them and all you can do is talk about the problems and why they won't go away and wonder what's going on but you're never willing to listen to somebody else that has a solution, I want to tell you this. We love you. Jesus loves you. And he is available for you to experience, to know, and to chase after. And he's worth the chase. So I want to pray for you. I want to pray that you get the help that you need to start chasing after Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, come now. You are the one who shows us the ways of Christ, the revelation of Christ. You are the one who leads us into all righteousness. You walk us out of darkness and translate us into light. So come now, Holy Spirit, shape and change us into your children, that we would be adopted and that we would act like we are adopted, that we would know who we belong to, and that we would let others know that they can belong here too. Holy Spirit, I thank you for telling my family who Jesus is. I thank you for whispering in their hearts the revelations of your kingdom and that you wake them up today to your love, to your mercy, and to your kindness that is explosive, that is dunamis, that is grand. And I ask you, Holy Spirit, to wake people up to the tyranny that surrounds them so that we can join together in this battle, in this victory that you've already declared is ours. And I thank you, Holy Spirit, that I'm going to chase after you. And for anyone else chasing after you, I thank you that you empower us to walk and chase after Jesus Christ, the perfect Son of God, and obtain our blessing. Boy, if we only knew what that word blessing meant. You should look it up, family. But I tell you this, go get your blessing from heaven, and you'll be a blessing in this world. I love you, family, in Jesus' name.